I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The United States government is scrambling to do damage control. That after the organization WikiLeaks released another trove of confidential U.S. documents, this time about 250,000 State Department memos. The documents were made available to the New York Times and several other news outlets. Today, Attorney General Eric Holder says the government would prosecute anyone found to have violated U.S. law in the leaking of the documents. The World's Jason Margolis begins our coverage.
The documents reveal potentially embarrassing details about diplomatic backdoor bargaining, candid views of foreign leaders, and private disagreements with U.S. allies. Among them, a standoff over nuclear fuel transfers between the U.S. and Pakistan, and calls by Middle Eastern leaders for military action against Iran's nuclear program. The White House issued a statement on Sunday condemning in the strongest terms the release of the documents. Today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made her first public comments on the leaks.
There have been examples in history in which official conduct has been made public in the name of exposing wrongdoings or misdeeds. This is not one of those cases. In contrast, what is being put on display in this cache of documents is the fact that American diplomats are doing the work we expect them to do.
Clinton said the disclosure of the documents is not just an attack on America's foreign policy interests, but an attack on the international community as well. Clinton said the leaks could potentially endanger human rights activists, journalists, and others who speak in confidence to U.S. diplomats. And she said it makes it harder for diplomats to do their jobs.
Every country, including the United States, must be able to have candid conversations about the people and nations with whom they deal. And every country, including the United States, must be able to have honest, private dialogue with other countries about issues of common concern.
When asked by a reporter if she was embarrassed by the latest leaks, Clinton said she was confident that the international partnerships that the Obama administration has built will withstand the challenge. She joked that one of her counterparts told her, "Don't worry about it. You should see what we say about you." For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.